We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, marvelous viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, 3 new additions. In Khovd Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Irtenet City, Channel Z26 on Ulta Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himun Cable TV. In Swatel Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dar An Broadcasting System. In Tar, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Xinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations opens a learning institute in South Korea to reduce climate change disasters. In sustainable energy news, India plans to develop 2 solar cities. In cultural news, Palestinian youth perform in Jordan. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October the 9th, is Uganda's Independence Day, commemorating its autonomy attained in 1962. Situated in eastern Africa, Uganda contains the Bawindi Impenetrable National Park. This United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site has over 160 tree species and is home to over half of the Earth's rare mountain gorillas. Uganda's literary and musical heritage is exemplified in the works of distinguished poet Mr. Okot Pabike and musical artist and peace advocate Samite. We wish the people of Uganda a splendid Independence Day filled with heaven's grace.
Fly-in news. Typhoon Malor takes lives in Japan. On Thursday, power lines were destroyed, roofs torn off and trees felled throughout western and northern Japan. 2 people lost their lives when trees toppled, with dozens injured and some buildings that sustained heavy damage. Meanwhile, trains were shut down, traffic was snarled, and hundreds of planes were cancelled or delayed.
Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately asked our Native Association members to please go and see if they can help in any way, such as offering comfort and giving simple necessities and love. Sending much sympathy and her prayers for the Japanese victims, she added that funds would be ready according to need.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving and unconditional pledge of assistance. Our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray for the protection of the storm victims and their smooth rebuilding of productive daily lives. May our increased benevolence help calamities as these be eased in Japan and around the world.
Earthquakes hit Mexico and South Pacific. On Tuesday, a 5.5 magnitude quake struck off Mexico's Pacific coast, 175 miles southwest of Puerto Vallarta. On Thursday, 4 powerful earthquakes, measuring between 7.3 and 7.8 on the Richter scale, hit near Vanuatu in the South Pacific, all occurring within 70 minutes of each other. The tremors struck just days after a tsunami took at least 177 lives in the region.
Several aftershocks followed, and tsunami warning sirens were sounded across Vanuatu, Fiji, Tuvalu, and New Caledonian Islands, with police officials working to move coastal residents further inland. The warning was later lifted, and there thankfully have been no reports of damage or casualties following either the Mexican or South Pacific quakes. Our appreciation, island officials, for your concerned assistance in ensuring people's safety. We pray for the continued protection of both regions' peoples as we pray for such potential disasters to subside through our more gentle and eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Germany donates further $33 million to Central African countries. Germany has pledged to send the second phase of financial assistance to the Economic and Monetary Community of Central Africa States, or CEMAC, to help Cameroon, Chad, and the Central African Republic in protecting public health through AIDS treatment and prevention programs. According to the officials, the first phase of the financial aid has yielded good results since its launch in 2006. Germany also hopes to support further health projects in Congo, Equatorial Guinea, and Gabon. Many thanks, Germany, and Providence bless your caring support of brethren in Africa. May they be graced with vibrant and fulfilling lives.
US and Iraqi presidents meet. On Tuesday, in an unannounced visit to a meeting between US National Security Advisor General James Jones and Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, U.S. President Barack Obama expressed the United States' commitment to collaborating with Iraq on security and political development. A White House statement said, "The president conveyed appreciation for the leadership that President Talabani has shown in promoting national unity in Iraq and encouraged him to continue his efforts in this regard. We are gladdened to know of your encouraging visit, Your Excellencies. Wishing the people of both your countries ever more peace, prosperity, and friendship."
Nobel Prize winners in chemistry announced. Dr. Venkatraman Ramakrishnan of Cambridge University in the United Kingdom, Dr. Thomas A. Stites of Yale University in Connecticut, USA, and Dr. Ada E. Yonath of Weizmann Institute of Science in Rehovot, Israel, were honored with the 2009 award and a sharing of $1.6 million for their research with ribosomes, minute particles found in living cells.
Using the imaging technique of X-ray crystallography, they were able to show the structure and function of a ribosome at an atomic level, a discovery that could lead to the development of antibiotics that will stop the reproduction of harmful bacteria. British Minister of Science Lord Paul Drayson said, "This work could prove as relevant to human health as the discovery of penicillin itself." Our respectful congratulations, Drs. Ramakrishnan, Stites, and Yonath, on your prestigious accolade. May your work together in this important area lead to a better quality of life for many.
2009, Anna Lindh Mediterranean Journalist Awardees announced. André Azoulay gave the opening address in Rome, Italy, for the award, which is supported by the Anna Lindh Foundation in partnership with media organization COPIM and the European Commission. The media members recognized for their excellence in both journalism and ethics this year were Ethar L. Katateny for her written work, Identity Crisis, in the Egyptian magazine Egypt Today, Martin Traixie for his Austrian television coverage of Balkan Express, Jinay Labbe for the program Practicing and Creating the Law in the Palestinian Territories, aired at France Culture Radio, Ennio Remondino for his television documentary The Peoples of the Ark at Italian Radio Television, Alberto Arce bringing Gaza-Palestine conflict reporting to Spain, and Lisa Goldman for her background coverage in the article What Israelis Wanted to Know About the War in Gaza, published in the US-based Columbia Journalist Review.
A special mention was given to ELAPH, an online media in Arabic language based in the United Kingdom, which was recognized as the inspiration for the future creation of another category, new media. Jury Chair Amin Malouf remarked that a theme of the works awarded this year was their ethical quality or capacity of the journalists to deeply explore the challenging situations and bring further harmony to perceptions. Our warm accolades, all awardees, for your deserved honor. May your noble professional efforts continue to illuminate the understanding and harmony among all cultures.
Quitting smoking reduces inflammation. A new U.S. study has found that quitting smoking reduces the inflammatory markers associated with both heart and lung disease. Of the 36 women studied over a period of 6 to 7 weeks in a smoke cessation program, several markers showed significant reductions. Lead author Dr. Christine N. Metz of the Feinstein Institute for Medical Research in New York, USA, stated that this kind of information may be motivational for those trying to quit and remain smoke-free. Our appreciation to Dr. Metz and colleagues for sharing these encouraging findings. We wish everyone the highest success in ending this harmful life-shortening habit for their own vitality and the happiness of their loved ones.
Jordan presented with International Award for Smoke-Free Measures at the 56th session of the World Health Organization's, or WHO, Regional Committee for the Eastern Mediterranean, held in Fez, Morocco. Jordan was recognized by the WHO for her anti-smoking efforts, as well as being presented with the State of Kuwait Prize for her endeavors in preventing cancer, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes in the Eastern Mediterranean.
Jordanian Health Minister Nayef Fayez, who is also head of the country's delegation for the 56th session, received the award. Our respectful congratulations, Minister Fayez and Jordan, for your outstanding efforts in striving for the smoke and cancer-free health of your nation. May your wise leadership continue bringing Jordanians abundant vitality and contentment.
Smoking bans save lives. quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake reduces the risk of strokes by more than half. United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans means decreases in acute coronary syndrome. Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million U.S. dollars in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion, £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce, £140 million saved through fewer sick days, £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job, £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Samoan radio announcer risks life to stay in post. 28-year-old Epati Tamati may have saved hundreds of lives as he placed his own in jeopardy to stay in his waterfront studio when the recent earthquake and tsunami struck the island. Stationed on the coast of Apia, Mr. Tamati remained to broadcast warnings telling people to go to higher ground, as well as keeping lines open for calls and requests for news updates. He later said, "It was the most important day of my life. My family called telling me to go, but I said I work for the people of Samoa." Our admiring salute, Mr. Epati Tamati, for your brave service to fellow islanders. May heaven bless Samoa and the world with a placid climate as more people advance towards such selfless generosity of spirit as yours. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Tamati's remarkable courage with a Shining World Hero Award.
Save Our Planet, Climate Change Conference in Formosa or Taiwan. On October the 11th, a video conference entitled Protect Our Home with Love will be held in Taichung, Formosa, with the L of L-O-V-E signifying Lohas, or lifestyles of health and sustainability, O for organic, V for vegan, and E for eco. This special occasion will feature a variety of guest speakers from government, science and media, including the Honourable Mayor Amelita Navarro of Santiago in the Philippines. Also present will be two notable panels, one on climate change and one on coexisting with nature to better ensure a sustainable planetary home. A special question and answer session will be held with the event's guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who graciously accepted the invitation to share her thoughts on how we can save the Earth while there is still time. This event will be broadcast live globally on Supreme Master Television. We pray that the conference may be successful in bringing inspiration and insight to all participants and audience members. Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for agreeing to share her views on our critical planetary situation. With the grace of the Providence, may all citizens of the world be able to thrive in peace as we join in better stewardship of our ecosphere. Please tune in for Supreme Master Television's live broadcast of Protect Our Home with Love in Taichung, Formosa, this Sunday at 1:30 p.m. local time, 7:30 a.m. Central European time.
Save our planet. Sydney's dust storms a further sign of global warming. A thick red cloud of earth particles turned day to night and obstructed people's air passageways as huge dust storms recently struck Australia's largest city not once but twice. The oppressive atmosphere, which left hundreds hospitalized and many others struggling to breathe, resulted from the combined effect of prolonged 10-year drought due to climate change worsened by deforestation and livestock grazing. With the country's interior reduced to a dust bowl and high winds that loosened the soil, carrying it thousands of miles across the continent, it is estimated that northeastern Australia was covered with millions of tons of dust.
These dirt particles also bring additional health threats in the form of airborne pathogens, such as meningitis, that can penetrate deep into the human body. In Central Africa's Sahara Desert, some 25,000 people currently perish each year from dust storm-borne disease, and in western USA, cases of valley fever have nearly quadrupled in the last decade. Scientists are now saying that diseases previously thought to be human-transmitted are also likely being carried by dust clouds. With places like Barbados, which receives African-blown winds, seeing an asthma rate that is 17 times more than in 1973, the year that a major African drought began.
We appreciate the work and clear-sighted observations of Mr. Barry and his colleagues at the World Meteorological Organization. May tragedies such as these awaken us all to the need to quickly exercise protective care for our planet.
Long mindful of the environment and our need to prevent further harm, Supreme Master Ching Hai has discussed the dangers of drought along with optimal restorative actions during a Singapore lecture in September 1994.
Recently, our world has a lot of disaster, like drought and then dry climate and heated up planet due to weather changing. And then the more it heats up, the more dry. The more dry, the less tree, the less trees, the less rain, the less rain, the less tree. And this is the devil's circle. And every corner of the earth affects the whole planet. Therefore, if you yourself, your heart, your mind, your speech, your action are pure, how much beneficial can it be to this planet?
The vegan diet
is good for you. It will purify your spirit, purify your aura, and make you clear inner and outside, and protect you.
Save Our Planet. HSBC, the first declared carbon-neutral bank in the world, with employees who are sent on training courses to learn to manage climate change, is now collaborating with Earthwatch Institute to launch a regional climate center in Zhejiang Province, China.
Save Our Planet. After hearing personal accounts of the impact of global warming on African citizens' lives, Ireland's first woman president and UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mary Robinson, pledged to put their needs at the forefront of December's climate change negotiations in Copenhagen.
Save Our Planet. US-based computing expert IBM is researching the lithium air battery, a concept that may enable electric vehicles to travel up to 500 miles without a recharge.
Save Our Planet. Dr. Hassan Yunis, Egypt's Minister of Electricity and Energy, announces the government will link the first solar power plant to the national electrical grid, which will provide 140 megawatts of energy, with preparations being made for several more such plants.
Hello there, I'm Hermie the Snail, and I'm a vegetarian. Here's a tip today for your kitchen. To keep your drain smelling fresh, pour in about half a cup of baking soda, immediately followed by about 1 cup of white vinegar. Let this sit there for about 5 minutes. Next, rinse with water. Your drain will have a nice clean scent. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, a United Nations agency opens a learning center to decrease the danger of climate change catastrophes. The UN International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, UNISDR, and the government of South Korea have started the ISDR Education and Training Institute for Urban Risk Reduction in Incheon, South Korea. Asia's first facility of this type was launched in a ceremony with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and UN Assistant Secretary General for Disaster Risk Reduction, Margareta Wallström, among those attending.
Disaster risk reduction is a priority for all.
In the first phase of the Institute, we will focus very much on urban risk issues, so land planning, building safety, public awareness and education.
Also present was Administrator of the National Emergency Management Agency, Mr. Song Ryong Choi, and Mayor of Incheon Metropolitan City, Mr. Aung San Suu. Our respectful appreciation, South Korea and United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, on your proactive measures to safeguard precious lives. May we all find everlasting protection in the Earth's loving vegan diet.
In sustainable energy news, India will develop 2 solar cities. The Indian government will focus on transforming the towns of Shimla and Hamirpur into centres of sustainable energy. A national solar policy is expected to be announced in November 2009. It will include training provided to young people in the upkeep of the solar energy system. In addition, the potential of wind power will be explored for hill stations. Our sincere thanks, India, for your progressive approach in turning to green energy sources. May world citizens quickly learn to be frugal with our precious planet's resources. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Palestinian Youth Orchestra promotes harmony. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. More conducive news coming soon here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cooling news for a friendly world. In cultural news, young Palestinian musicians perform in Amman, Jordan. The Palestinian Youth Orchestra, established in 2004 by the Edward Said National Conservatory of Music in Palestine, held a concert in honor of the great Palestinian poet, Mr. Mahmoud Darwish. The performance included Beethoven's Third Symphony and the singing of selected poems of Mr. Darwish. The group, consisting of players from Palestine, Jordan, the United States, Europe, and Syria, has the goal of enhancing Palestine's cultural and artistic distinctiveness. Our heartfelt appreciation, Palestinian Youth Orchestra. May your beautiful musical expression and goodwill be greatly blessed as you continue to bring enjoyment and upliftment to many.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Taya entitled Easy Answer.
Sinsi kita niya siyao chiang, ana ni makabak biru, ini kura ke inlungan niya, kuta niya maha. Siyao chiang, payat, sajing, pusan spat ke patun payat ga, nanu imi niya. Siyao chiang, hey, lawala samyuk maha. Usan sitian sitay, CVS, HVO ru, mangana televivango.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Trước tiên thì tôi cảm ơn đài truyền hình Vô Thiện Sư. Tôi rất là may mắn. Vừa rồi tôi có xem chương trình chiếu về cái động vật cá voi này. Thì bản thân tôi trước đây là mười mấy năm tôi đã chứng kiến một lần là cá voi đã cứu người trong một cái lúc là giông trên biển và đưa vào bờ. Chúng giống như chúng ta, rất là thương yêu người. Tôi mong làm sao đài truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư quảng bá lên cho loài người nhân loại chúng ta để bảo vệ loài cá này. Đó là điều tôi mong ước nhất.
Sincere viewer, whales are indeed our very good friends and helpers. You are fortunate to have been near at hand to see what loving beings they are. We are trying our best to convey to the world that all of our precious animal co-inhabitants should be treated with the respect they deserve. Adopting a vegan diet is a first good step, and in addition, it will rescue our planet. We wish you and the kind-hearted Olaxis people abundant blessings.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your outlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline.
May noble love illuminate your hearts. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Iran's Tehran City Council announces plans to celebrate contemporary history with a museum displaying objects, photos, and historical documents depicting Tehran society and culture since the early 1900s.
Italy sends 38 tons of aid materials such as generators, inflatable boats, water pumps and blankets to the Philippines to help people affected by the recent storms.
As part of an agreed-upon goodwill gesture, Israel frees a 20th Palestinian woman, Wauda Saeed, with Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh saying that these releases suggest progress toward freeing detained Israeli Sergeant Gilad Shalit.
The European Commission donates 2.5 million euros to support the protection and sustainable management of water and land resources across Afghanistan's northeastern Panj-Amu River Basin.
US-based Cargill Incorporated announces the development of an innovative and healthy vegan cheese product that fully replicates the taste and texture of its dairy-based equivalent at a comparable cost.
A study by the US government agency National Cancer Institute shows reduced risk for certain brain tumors in people who exercise and stay slim as teenagers.
The British public donates $1.6 million in a 24-hour period to provide emergency help to victims of the recent earthquakes and typhoons in Southeast Asia.
Mayor Yücel Çelikbilek of the Beykoz municipality in Istanbul, Turkey, announces that the famous restaurant Beytas Beykoz Balıkçısı, which has been serving customers for the past 18 years, has gone alcohol-free.
Received for an official visit by Her Majesty Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, Saudi Ambassador Abdullah Abdulaziz Al-Shagrad conveyed cordial greetings from His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz and other officials.
Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili affirms that his country would like to hold discussions and build diplomatic relations with Russia.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.